love that song. Thank you, worship team, for choosing that song this morning.
感谢我们的敬拜团队，我非常喜爱这首圣诗。
Do you amen that, church?
你们说阿门吗？
All right, good to see everyone this morning.
很高兴今天早上在这里见到大家。
Do you think it's a Merry Christmas?
你觉得是圣诞快乐吗？现在
？We don't say Happy Holidays here.
我们在这里不说假日快乐。
If you look around, are you happy to see the people around you?
如果你看看周围，你是不是很高兴见到你周围的人？
I'm going to ask that we turn to our neighbor and say, Merry Christmas. I am so glad that you are here with me.
我们请大家跟你的邻居说圣诞快乐，我很开心在这里见到你。
As there was a sister,
有位姐妹
she shared how the most dissatisfied area of her kitchen was this one countertop.
她分享说，在她家里，她最不满意的一处之地就是她的厨房里的台面。
Because it is this part of her countertop.That is the most cluttered with junk.
因为在这个台面上是最杂乱的一块地方。
Not sure if any of you have an area like that in your kitchen.
我不知道你们大家在家里厨房有没有这么一块地方是像这样子的。
Some of you are like, do not look at my countertops. They're all cluttered, right?
有些人或许会说，你不要看我厨房里的台面。
But she said this one particular area just ends up being the little junk pile.
他说就在这一小块地方总是就是堆满了不同的东西。
But she was kind of hesitant because she said it's also become the most important part of my house.
但是呢他也说同时呢这一小块地方呢也是我整个屋子最重要的一块地方。
Because on that countertop, she keeps all of her notes of the things that she needs to do.
因为在这一小块地方呢，他把他所有的一些纸条，在纸条上写满了他需要做的事情。
All the things that her family needs to buy.
所有的东西，他要需要为他家里所买的所有的东西。
The important bills to pay.
写是有账单。
Errands to run.
是要他要做的事情。
Sports schedules to coordinate.
孩子的那个体育项目，他需要协调的。
Piano lesson schedules.
那个钢琴课。
And she says this area is so cluttered.
她说这一块地方是非常的杂乱。
And she said, the more busier my life is, the more cluttered this area becomes.
她也说到就是我的生活如果更忙的话这块地方就更加杂乱。
And then one night, she made the mistake of taking off her wedding ring and putting it on this part of the countertop.
那有一天晚上，她犯了个小错误，她把她的结婚戒指摘下来，放在了那个台面上。
And then the next morning, she could not find her ring.
那第二天早上，她就找不到了。
The most valuable possession that she has.
这是这个结婚戒指是她最重要的所拥有的一个东西。
Was lost.
那这个重要的东西丢了。
So she started asking around, like, "Hey, anyone see my wedding ring?"
所以她就问家里人，有没有谁看到她的结婚戒指
？No one saw it.
没有人看到过。
She figured she started looking.
她在地上了。
Maybe it was under a pound.
她的
something on the junk.
然后她就在这些纸条上、信封上这堆杂乱的东西里面找。
And as her heart was already sinking.
那个时候他编找的时候他的心其实是非常已经沉重了。
She saw a little glimmer.
然后突然之间他就看到了一个东西。
She moved some notes around and there it was.
他就把那些小纸条拿开他看到了他的戒指在这些下面。
The thing that held such a high value to her.
那这样这个对他来说是非常有价值的东西。
Because of its significance of what it meant.
因为这个东西对他来说的重要性。
This thing that had so much value to her
这样对他来说价值非常大的东西
was buried underneath this meaningless clutter.
那这个东西呢却被埋在了这些毫无意义的一些小纸条的下面。
And I wonder if something like that happens to you and I during seasons like this.
那我就在想在这个季节里面 会不会有类似的事情在我和你的身上发生呢?
Sometimes it's in the Christmas season
有时候在我们这个圣诞季节的时候
that the one who is most valuable to us
那个对我们来说最有价值的东西
our Lord Jesus
我们的主耶稣
sometimes gets buried under all of the clutter of our life
有时候呢却被埋在了我们生活这种杂乱之下
Maybe you're facing a lot of clutter in your life today
或许在你今天的生命里你也面对着很多杂物
So I want to invite you with me that we would make a commitment during this season to keep the most valuable thing at the forefront.
那所以今天我要邀请你和我一起在这个特殊的季节里我们能够把对我们来说价值最大的东西能够放在首位。
Could we make a commitment this morning to ask Jesus to declutter our lives?
我们能不能做这样的承诺呢? 我们请求耶稣基督, 来清理我们, 我们的内心。
And to be intentional to make time to honor him and to remember him.
那我们可以呢, 在这个时候能够特意的, 特意的来, 荣耀他, 来纪念他。
This morning, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
那让我们大家低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gathering of your church.
天父，我们感谢你把我们的教会聚集在一起。
Sometimes we just need a moment to be still.
有时候我们需要一小段的时间保持我们的心身安静。
That our soul, our whole being can take a deep breath.
那我们的内心，我们的心和我们的灵可以做一个深的呼吸。
And as we rest here,
当我们在这里安息的时候,
that we would know that your presence is with us.
我们会知道你是与我们同在的。
Jesus, we want to exalt you today.
耶稣，我们今天要高举你。
So in the busyness of our lives,
在我们繁忙的生活里,
we give this time to you.
我们要把这段时间特别的给你。
May it be good for the glory of your name, Jesus.
愿这段时间我们可以荣耀你的名。
But may it also be good for us.
也愿这段时间对我们来说是有意义的。
For the good of our lives.
对我们的生命来说是美好的。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I think sometimes we all suffer from this spiritual amnesia.
我知道有时候我们会有灵命上的健忘症。
Especially in this season.
特别是在这个季节。
It's wonderful that our church has all this stuff up.
我们教会这个台上有这么美好的圣诞装饰确实很好。
And I think we would all agree that in our minds we know that this is a time to celebrate Jesus the most.
但是我相信我们大家也知道在我们的脑海里我们也知道认识到 这个季节我们是应该庆祝耶稣基督的。But
if you're like me,
但是如果你和我一样的话,
it's not that my mind does not know.
不是说因为我的思想里不知道,
It's that sometimes my heart ceases to be amazed.
有时候，而是因为我的内心停止了，停止去感叹了。
We know that this season is about Jesus.
我们知道这个季节是关于耶稣基督的。
But our hearts, our affections are not stirred.
但是呢，问题是我们的内心或者我们的情感没有跟上去。
That's why even in the times of Israel in Old Testament,
所以啊，在旧约以色列的时候，
they would have many events during the year.
他们呢有在一年当中呢有很多不同的事件。
With music,
有音乐。
With feasts and festivals,
有大餐。
So that God's people could together.Not only remember in their minds, but that their hearts would be amazed at God.
是为了让神的子民能够在一起，不仅仅是说在他的脑子里、脑海里知道，而且是要从内心的真正的去感叹神。
So this morning and next week, I want to help us to remember Jesus.
所以今天和下个主日。我希望能够帮助大家呢，来纪念我们的主耶稣。
So that our minds and our hearts would be amazed at who he is.
所以呢，这样子，希望呢，就是我们同时，我们的脑海和我们的内心能够同时去感叹赞美耶稣。
And how who he is.
去感叹他，这位伟大的神。
Really affects our life today.
感叹他今天是真正的影响了我们的生命。
So we're going to be looking at the names of Jesus.
所以我们今天要来看耶稣的名字。
Specifically in a couple passages in Isaiah.
我要特别提到的就是在以赛亚书里面的几节经文。
So number one.
那第一个。
Jesus's name.Is Emmanuel.
那第一点就是耶稣的名是以马内利。
Okay, turn to someone next to you and say, "Jesus's name is Emmanuel."
我们和我们的邻居说，耶稣是以马内利。
以马内利 right? Let's look at Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
我们来看以赛亚书七章十四节。
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
因此主自己必给你们一个兆头，看哪，必有童女怀孕生子，他要给他起名叫以马内利。
Then 700 years approximately passed.
所以大概700年以后。
And when Jesus was born,
当耶稣出生的时候，
Matthew quotes the prophet Isaiah.
那马太就引用了先知以赛亚说的。
So in chapter 1, verse 23,
在马太福音一章二十三节，
he quotes and says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." And then he defines it for us, which means God with us.
他说必有童女怀孕生子，他的名要叫以马内利。以马内利就是神与我们同在的意思。
The name of Jesus is Emmanuel.
耶稣的名字就是以马内利。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
Turn to someone next to you and say, God is with us.
我们向我们的邻居说，神与我们同在。
But don't just say it, say it for real. God is with us.
我们要用心的去说，神与我们同在。
When we were younger, when my kids were younger, which means when I was younger.
当我的孩子还小的时候，那也是我还是比较年轻的时候。
We took bike rides all the time.
我们呢经常会去骑车。
And our favorite path was the Pacific Electric Trail that goes from Upland to Claremont.
那我们最爱的一条骑车道呢，就是从 Upland 到 Claremont 的一条道。
And so we would ride as a family.
我们整个家人一块去
Get into the village of Claremont.
到 Claremont 那个小村庄。
Walk around. We'll lock our bikes up.
我们锁了车，然后一块去
kids,
走一走。
The kids will always beg for frozen yogurt.
孩子们总是想要那个冰冻的酸奶。
Sometimes I will give it to them.
有时候呢，我们也会去买冰冻的酸奶。
And then we'll finish the day. We'll listen to some of the street bands.
我们有时候也会去听街上的音乐。
And then we'll ride home.
然后我们就一块骑车回家。
But when we ride home.
有一天，当我们骑车回家的时候
，Usually, the one who is slowest is my daughter Abby.
那通常骑的最慢的那一个呢，就是我的女儿 Abby.
But all of a sudden,
但是呢，突然那天
，She started to be the fastest one.
她呢，开始骑的很快，而且是最快的一个。
The other kids would say it's because she got a special bike that was handed down from her uncle.
那其他孩子说，因为他骑的这么快，那天是因为他有一部特别好的。
But she would just
车子
从他舅舅
那里拿来的。
Yeah, like a used bike, but it was really good. So they say it's not her. She's not that fast.
是用过的车，但是是非常好的。所以那其他的孩子说，并不是他骑的快，而是因为车子好。
But that day she just took off.
那天呢，他就是骑的最快。
Usually I'm waiting in the back with her.
那通常呢，我是跟他一块骑的最慢，在最后面。
The problem is we were coming up to an area. If you've ever been on that trail, that's not so good.
那问题是呢，就是如果你骑过那条道的话呢，有一段路就是那个地区呢不是特别的好。
It's a little bit of a rougher part of town.
那个地区呢，就是可能是不是那么好的一个区域，在那个城市里。
You'll see people slinging dope, selling drugs.
你会看到有些人呢，在那个路上呢，可能是在吸毒啊，或者卖毒品。
That area has like not a lot of lights.
那同时那个地方呢，也没有很多的灯光。
So I told Bex, "Honey, I'm gonna go catch up with Abby. Just want to make sure she's okay."
所以我告诉我太太说呢，我要骑快一点追上 Abby.
So my legs go into gear and I'm pedaling to catch up to Abby.
所以呢，我就骑得很快追上 Abby.
And I can see her; she's starting to head into that area.
我也看到呢，她开始呢，慢慢的骑向了那个区。
So I pedal even faster.
所以我就尽快的追上她。
And as I get to her, I could tell she started to slow down.
那我追上她的时候，我也注意到她其实已经慢下来了。
And then she looked back at me.
她回头朝我看看。
And her face had a look of relief.
那我可以看到她的脸上就显示出一个显示的放松的感觉。
And I said, "How are you, Abs?"
那 Abby 你怎么样？
She says, "I'm good now."
她说我现在感觉好了。
I'm like, "Were you a little bit worried?"
那你是不是有一点害怕呢？
She goes, "Yes, Dad."
她说是的，爸爸。
She goes, "But now that you are here with me."
她说但是现在你和我在一起了。
I'm okay.
我不怕了。
Now that I know that you are here with me.
那现在我知道你和我在一起。
I'm okay.
我不怕了。
I wonder if sometimes we need to be reminded that God is with us.
我在思考是不是有时候我们要被提醒神是与我们同在的。
I wonder if sometimes we are going through struggles in our life, and even though there's people all around us, we feel so alone in our struggles.
那我在想，有时候我们在生命里挣扎的时候，虽然我们周围有很多的人，那我们是不是还是感觉很孤独呢？孤单呢
？Sometimes the fear, the worry, the challenges are so much, and we feel like we're the only one who is going through that.
那有时候呢，我们承担着很多的恐惧、担心，还有很多的挑战。我们有时候会使我们觉得我们是唯一经历那样的人。
You know in your mind this concept.
你知道你在你的脑子里知道这个概念。
But you may need help from God that your heart would fully believe and experience that you are not alone.
但是或许你的内心需要神来帮助你真正的理解你是不孤独的。
That God is with you.
神是与你同在的。
If you can hear God saying it to you today,
如果你今天能够听到神和你说，
God would be saying, I named my son this so that you would know I am with you.
那神会跟你讲，我把我的儿子取这个名，就是让你知道我与你同在。
I read of a sister's story when I was doing my devotions this week.
那这个礼拜，当我在灵修的时候，我读到了一位姐妹的一个故事。
Her husband had died not too long after their son was born.
她的丈夫呢，在他们儿子出生不久以后就去世了。
She shared that she had days that were full of grief and loneliness.
她也分享了，她的日子有些日子是充满了悲伤和孤独的。
And she wrote that on Christmas morning she felt even worse.
她也写到在圣诞节的早上她感觉最糟糕。
She was alone and had no one to say Merry Christmas to.
她就是孤独一个人甚至没有人她可以向她说圣诞快乐。
She was raising a child on her own.
她独自一个人在抚养这个孩子。
In difficult times, it may seem as if God is distant.
在艰难的时候或许感觉神是离我们很远的。
He's not responding.
神对我们没有反应。
We don't feel his care.
我们没有感觉到神对我们的照顾。
I remember Pastor James has said before.
我记得范长老曾经说过。
You know, in hard times, you have this choice.
那在艰难的时候，你有选择。
You have a choice to move away from God.
你可以选择从神的身边离开。
Or you can have a choice in that difficult season.To run to God.
但是在艰难的时候，你也有选择与亲近神。
This sister ran to God.
这位姐妹。
And she said, as she went to God that morning,
她说那天早上她跑向了神。
God brought His word to comfort her.
神就用他的话语去安慰她。
In Psalm 139:7,
在诗篇一百三十九篇
，She said it changed.Her feelings that Christmas day.
她提到这些经文，在那天圣诞节早上，完完全全的改变她的感觉。
Because the psalmist said, "Where can I go from your spirit?"
因为诗人说，我到哪里去躲避你的灵？
Where can I flee from your presence?
我到哪里去逃避你的面呢？
The Holy Spirit brought her a gift.
那圣灵带给她一个礼物。
God's word to help her in those down times.
神的话语在她感觉低迷的时候帮助了她。
She meditated on the truth that she was not alone.
她了解到她沉思，她了解到这个事实，她其实不孤单。
So that the truth can go from her mind to her heart.
所以这个事实可以从她的脑子里。到达他的内心。
One of the ways to declutter our heart this season is to meditate on Jesus' name, Emmanuel.
那在这个繁忙的季节里，其中一个能够清理你内心的杂念，就是我们要思考耶稣的名字，以马内利。
God sent Jesus to you and to I, to you and to me.
耶稣派遣了 神派遣了耶稣给你也给我。
And Jesus sent his Holy Spirit to be with you and I.
耶稣派遣了他的圣灵给你也给我。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
我们来看以赛亚书九章六节。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
因为有一婴儿，婴孩为我们而生，有一儿子赐给我们。
I want us to be careful.
需要大家注意到。
These words are often skipped.
那这些话语有时候会被跳过。
Or maybe...You've heard it for 100 times and now it's become jaded.
或许呢你也是听到了上百遍，那你现在觉得有点厌倦了。
But in order for Jesus to be Emmanuel,
但是为了使耶稣能够成为以马内利，
in order for God to be with us,
为了让神能够与我们同在，
these two things had to have happened.
这两样事件一定要发生。
For to us a child is born.
有一婴儿为我们而生。
There was a time where Jesus did not take on human form.
有一段时间神并不是耶稣并不是人形的。
Jesus did not always be in a human form.
耶稣其实并不是一直是人形或者肉身的。
John 1.
在约翰一章。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
The Word was with God.
道与神同在。
The Word was God.
道就是神。
He was with God in the beginning.
他起初就与神同在。
Everything was made through him, through Jesus.
所有的万物都是通过他而创造的。
He was not always in human form.
他并不是一直是以人形的方式出现的。
But in Philippians chapter 2,
但是在腓立比书二章。
In order for Jesus to fulfill the name that God is with us,
为了让神，为了让耶稣能够实现神与我们同在这个事实，
a child had to be born.
有一个婴儿必须为我们而生。
In Philippians 2, it talks about the attitude, the love of Jesus.
那在腓立比书二章就谈到了神的爱对我们的爱。
That he did not look to his own interests.
他并不只单顾自己的事。
But he looked to the interest, to the good of all those he came to save.
而是他要照顾别人的事，这些人就是他来要，他来为了拯救我们的。
It says that he emptied himself.
他掏空自己，他谦卑自己。
By taking the form of a servant.
他谦卑自己，使自己成为一个奴仆的形象。
To be born in the likeness of men.
作为人的样式而出生。
To humble himself.
他谦卑自己。
To be born in a helpless baby's form.
作为一个无助的婴儿来出生。
And to be obedient to know that his life was destined to go to the cross.
并且顺服的知道他的生命其实是要受死的。
And who is this child born to?
那这位婴儿是为谁而出生的呢？
Well, who was Isaac born to?
那以赛亚是为谁出生的？
Isaac was born to his parents, Abraham and Sarah.
以赛亚是为亚伯拉罕和撒拉而出生的。
I have a daughter sitting here, Abby.
我有一个孩子 Abby 坐在这里。
Who is Abby born to?
那 Abby 是为谁出生的？
She's born to me and Bex.
那她是为我和我太太 Bex 出生的。
But what does this verse say?
那这节经文怎么说呢？
Who was Jesus born to?
那耶稣是为谁出生的？
He was born to us.
耶稣是为我们而出生的。
Do you see that?
你有没有看到这一点呢？
Doesn't say he was born to God.
他没有说，这里没有说耶稣是为神而生的。
He was not born to Mary and Joseph.
他不是为玛利亚和约瑟出生的。
He was a child that was born to us.
他是为我们而出生的。
But it's not just that this child is born to us.
这里不仅仅是有一个孩子为我们而出生。
Because this is not any child.
因为这个孩子不是一个普通的孩子。
This is God's own son.
这是神的亲生儿子。
His most beloved, precious son.
他最爱的、最宝贵的一个儿子。
Jesus belongs to God, his father.
耶稣是属于他的，他的神，他的父的。
But that's why this is so significant.
但是正因为这样，所以，才，这里才是，这么重要。
That it says a son is given.
在这里说，有一子赐给我们。
He is the Son of God, so God had to give him to us.
他是神的儿子，神要把他赐给我们。
All that to allow his name to be fulfilled.
所有的这一切是为了他的名能够充满。
In order to make us righteous.
为了使我们能够成为正义。
He had to take all of our wrongs, all of our sin, and place it on someone.
他不得把不得不把我们所做的一切错事错事和那个罪恶都放在一个人的身上。
In order to give us life, he had to take the life of someone.
为了给予我们生命，他不得不把另外一个人的生命取走。
Couldn't the someone be someone else?
那这个某个人可不可以是任何的一个人呢？
Couldn't have it just been a sinless angel?
可以这个某个人可以是那是一个没有犯过罪的一个天使吗？
Or just someone else who can live a sinless life?
或者是其他的一个人从来没有犯过罪的一个人？
No.
这不可以。
Someone had to be able to take all of the sin and the horror.
那这个人呢，不得不承担所有的罪恶和恐怖。
All the oppression,
所有的
and all the tragedy of this broken world.
所有的从这个世界上而来的压迫和悲剧。
Someone had to drink the whole cup of God's wrath.
这个人不不得不把神的愤怒的这杯喝下去。
In order to give us life.
就是为了要给我们生命。
Freedom.
自由。
And hope.
希望。
So God had to give us his son.
所以神不得不把他的亲生儿子赐给我们。
To us a son is given.
有一子要赐给我们。
If you would picture God is God the Father is the judge.
如果你可以想象神天父是一个审判长。
And you are the one on trial.
那你是这位被审判。
And all of your sin is laid before you.
那你所有的罪恶的行为呢，都放在你面前。
And all of the punishment and the just.Punishment is laid out.
那所有的这些正义的惩罚也都在你面前。
But God looks at you and He loves you so much.
但是呢，神看着你，因为他是如此的爱你。
He doesn't want you to have to pay that price.
他不希望你去付这一切的代价。
So he comes off of his throne, or the courtroom.
所以。
Judgment table.
所以他离开他的座位。
And he comes off to the side.
他来到边上。
And it's his son Jesus.
那他的儿子耶稣。
And he says, "Son."
他和他的儿子耶稣说，儿子。
The only way for us to save them.
他和他的儿子耶稣说，儿子，唯一能够救他们的方式。
Is I have to give you to them.
就是我不得不把你给他们。
And you can imagine Jesus saying.
你也可以想象到耶稣会这么说。
Yes, Father, I know.
他说，我理解，父亲。
Son, when I give you to them.
儿子，当我把你赐给他们的时候。
They're going to mistreat you.
他们不会善待你。
Yeah, Father, I know.
我知道，父亲。
They're not going to recognize you as my son.
他们不会认得你，儿子。
Yes, Father, I know.
我知道，父亲。
When I give you to them, they're going to mistreat you.
当我把你赐给他们的时候，他们不会善待你。
They're going to torture you.
他们会折磨你。
And they're going to murder you.
他们并会杀害你。
Yes, Father, I know.
是的，父亲，我知道。
But son, this is the only way.
但是儿子，这是唯一的办法。
Yes. Yes, Father, I know.
我知道，父亲。
And God the Father says, "To you, I give you my son."
那神父亲说，给你，我赐给你我的儿子。
So that you can know his name.
这样你就可以知道他的名。
And every time you remember his name.
每次你记得他的名字的时候。
You will hear me telling you, "I am with you."
你会听到我和你说，我与你同在。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
有一子赐给我们。
Verse 6 continues.
我们继续第十六节。
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
政权必担在他的肩上。
What would his name be?
那他的名字会是什么呢？
Jesus, the government shall be upon his shoulder.
耶稣，政权必担在他的肩上。
Or I came up with Jesus, the one whose shoulders can bear the governing of the universe.
那我是这样说的，耶稣他的肩膀能主宰宇宙。
That's some strong shoulders.
这是一副非常强壮的肩膀。
There was a mother who one time overheard her daughters and their friends.
有一位母亲呢，有一次呢，偶尔就是听到她的女儿和她的朋友在聊天。
And these girls are talking about boys.
那这些女孩子呢，是在谈论男孩。
Because that's what girls do at a certain age.
那我知道这女孩子在一定的年龄段呢，就是谈论男孩。
And they're saying, "I want my husband to be like this. I want my husband to be like that."
那其中有人说，我想要我希望我的丈夫能够是这样，我希望我的丈夫能够是那样。
So the mom said she piped in.
那这位妈妈说，我也加入了他们。
And she said, "Girls."
他说
You want to make sure that your husband has strong shoulders.
他说孩子们你需要你们需要确定就是你们的丈夫有一副强壮的肩膀。
And she didn't mean physically strong shoulders.
他并不是只说身体上来说有一副强壮的肩膀。
Even though it's nice looking to have some guys with big strong shoulders.
我知道
I have shoulder pads this morning.
如果知道有些男人或者看上去很帅，有一副强壮的肩膀。
But girls, I mean, we have some boys here who have some strong, some men who have some big strong shoulders.
在我们当中也有很多男孩子有非常强壮的肩膀，看上去。
I won't name names, but you know, there's a bunch of nice men at our church with.
我不会点名，但是我知道我们教会里很多男人有强壮的肩膀。
But she wasn't talking about physically strong shoulders.
但是这位妈妈指的并不是说身体上强壮的肩膀。
She was saying, "Girls, you want a man who has strong shoulders that can bear a lot of responsibility."
那她的意思呢是指男人有一副强壮的肩膀可以承担
Because men have to be able to carry that responsibility.
是需要能够有能力去承担这一切责任。
Bear leading the family.
他们要去承担，带领家庭的这个责任。
She's like, girls, you need a man who can lead you.
他说你需要找到一个男人能够带领你。
A man who's not scared of carrying the burdens for the family.
你要找到一个男人，他不害怕去承担家庭的重担。
Man, that's a man that's hard to find.
那这样的男人就很难找到。
Let alone a man whose shoulders are strong enough to bear the government and the governing of the universe.
那这里我们看到就是一个男人的肩膀是如此的强壮，他能够承担整个政权。
Girls, good luck.
那女孩们，我要祝你们。
I'm like looking over there.
我要祝你们有幸，如果能找到那样的男人。
Best be married to Jesus, okay?
那你唯一就是要找的就是要嫁给耶稣基督。
Not a lot of quality men who can bear that type of a load.
那没有很多有质量的男人能够承担这样大的一个责任。
By the grace of God, he may.
但是因为神的恩典。
But Abby, don't look for men like that. Stick to Jesus.
你们不需要找那样的男人，只要和耶稣在一起就行了。
But this child that was born.
但是这个为我们而出生的孩子。
Someone sent me a song this morning.
那今天早上有一个人发了一首歌给我。
And the song was Jesus, the manger king.The king, something it's like the baby who will be king, born in a manger.
那这首歌的大概意思就是耶稣这位在马槽里出生的王。
This child that was born frail like any other child.
这位小婴孩其实跟普通的婴孩完全一样。
Would one day have shoulders that would bear the governing of the universe?
但是某一天，他的肩膀能够主宰宇宙。
When governments fail,
当政府失败的时候
，it leads to chaos in everyone's life.
那带给每个人的生命就是一片杂乱。
When governments fail,
当政府失败的时候
，you don't feel at peace.
你不会有平安。
But with Jesus bearing the government on his shoulders,
但是如果有耶稣基督把政权担在他的肩膀上的时候
，when Jesus is king,
当耶稣基督是这位君王的时候
，his kingdom has No chaos.
他的国度里就没有任何杂乱。
When he is ruling,
当他是统治者，当他统治的时候
，and the kingdom lives under his rule.
这个国度在他的统治之下
，there is peace.
就会有平安。
I wonder if some of us today are looking to rid ourselves of the chaos that we feel in our life.
那我正在思考，是不是我们当中有些人正在就是希望能够消除我们内心的这些杂乱呢？
There's so much chaos going on in our system.
在我们的身体里面，在我们内心里面有非常多的杂乱的东西。
And maybe it's because we're not allowing Jesus to be king in our lives.
或许这是因为我们没有允许主耶稣成为我们生命之王。
These verses were given 700 years before Jesus was born.
这些经文其实在耶稣基督出生的700年之前就说了。
That there's going to be a human-born boy, a male.
有一位是人出生的一位小男婴。
Who's going to rule?
这位小男孩将会统治。
He will be sitting on the throne.
他将会坐在宝座上。
The government will rest on his shoulders.
政权必在他的肩上。
The Hebrew word for government.
那希伯来话，对这个政权希伯来话的解释是。
It means dominion.
是指统治。
Power.
力量
sovereignty,
主权
but with complete authority,
拥有完整的主权。
The picture that Scripture gives us,
那经文给我们的这个一幅图案就是
is that Jesus is the sovereign King,
耶稣就是那位主权之王
with all strength and might.
拥有所有的力量和威力
who would rule on David's throne.
他将会在大卫的宝座上统
治。Look at these other prophecies about him in Psalm chapter 132.
我们来看看其他的一些关于耶稣的预言。
The Lord swore to David a sure oath from which he will not turn back.
诗篇132篇，耶稣耶和华实实在在的向大卫起了誓。
One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne.
他必不会收回，他说我要从你的后裔中
立一位
坐在你的王位上。
I'm sorry, and Isaiah's prophecy continues.
那以赛亚的预言也继续说。
Says his government and its peace, the peace when he's king will never end.
他也说他的政权与平安必无穷无尽的增加，永远不会停止。
He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity.
他在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平和公义使国力稳固，从现在直到永远。
And so 700 years later,
然后七百年以后
you have Joseph and Mary from the line of David.
就有了从大卫这支下来的约瑟和玛利亚。
So when the angel told Mary she was going to give birth to the Savior of the world,
那当天使向玛利亚说你出生的婴孩将会是这个世界的拯救者。
Look at what he said.
那看看他怎么说的。
He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High.Luke chapter 1 verse 32.
他将要被尊为大，称为至高者的儿子。
And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end.
主神要把他主大卫的王位赐给他。他要做王，统治雅各家，直到永远。他的国没有穷尽。
The first time that Jesus comes or came.
那耶稣第一次来的时候。
We all know this. He came as a suffering servant.
我们都知道，他第一次来的时候是以一个受苦的奴仆的身份而来的。
He came in humility. To live the full human life, experiencing all the pain and the suffering that we would experience.
他来是为了经历我们的人生经历所有的痛苦。
So that we would know that he knows what it feels like to walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
那我们就知道耶稣在我们经历死亡的幽谷的时候，耶稣也是完完全全的明白的。
And his valley led him all the way to the cross.
那他的幽谷呢，一直带领他走到了十字架上。
He came as the humble lamb that was slain.
他作为被宰杀的羔羊来到我们中间。
And before he ascended,
在他升天之前。
He said, wait for me.
他说等着我。
I will come again.
我会再来。
He also said that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
他也说到所有的权柄天上的和地上的权柄都已经给我了。
And so as you wait for me,
当你等待我的时候,
I have a mission for you.
我会给你一个使命。
I have a purpose for you.
我会给你一个目标。
Because next time I come,
因为下次我再来的时候,
Jesus will come in power.
那耶稣就会带着大能而来。
Not the lamb who was slain,
不是那头被宰杀的羊,
but the lamb with all the power,
是那头带着大能的羔羊,
who will bring judgment.
他会带来审判。
He will come to rule.
他会来统治。
He will come to reign as king in the millennium.
他会在新天。
The thousand-year reign.
他会来统治我们。
He will get rid of all of the evil.
他会消除所有的罪恶。
And the chaos.
所有的杂乱。
He will destroy.His creation.
所有的创造都会被毁坏。
In order to make everything new.
是为了有新的创造。
A new heaven and a new earth.
是为了有新的新天新地。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Do you amen that?
你阿门吗？
That's our future.
这就是我们的未来。
But if you believe that.
但是如果你相信这一点的话。
That upon his shoulders rest.The government of the universe.
那在他的肩膀上，他能主宰整个宇宙。
How come sometimes we don't believe that he could carry our burdens on his shoulders?
如果你能够相信这一点的时候，那为相信这一点的话，那为什么有时候你不相信耶稣主耶稣基督能够能够主宰我们肩膀能够承担我们肩膀上的重担呢？
He is able.
他完全能够有能力。
If you allow his rule in your life.
如果你允许他来统治你的生命。
To bring your life today from chaos into peace.
把你的生命从杂乱的把你从杂乱的生命当中带到平安之中。
From loneliness and suffering alone into being fully satisfied.
从孤独之中带到完全的满足当中。
I want to ask us.
我想要问大家。
Would we call out to him for that today?
那我们今天是不是要接受他的呼召呢？
Let's bow our heads.
我们低头。
God put upon my heart.
神放在了我们的放在我的心里。
That we need to have more times of prayer as a church.
作为一个家庭教家庭作为一个教会，我们需要更多的时间一起祷告。
So I want to ask this morning.
所以今天早上，我要请问大家。
If you feel.That even though there's people around you, that you're going through your struggles alone.
虽然你周围有很多的人， 你人就是孤独的经历你的经历你的挑战。
And that you need to be reminded this morning that God is with you.
如果是这样子的话，你就需要提醒你自己，神与你同在。
I'd like to invite you to come up to the front so that people can pray for you.
我想要邀请你今天早上来到前面，我们大家一起为你祷告。
Would you just stand up in your seat and come up to the front so that there can be people that will pray over you?
那你可以从你的座位上站起来吗？来到前面，我们大家为你祷告。
That you just need a reminder this morning that God is with you.
我们提醒你，神与你同在。今天早上与你同在。
Or if you're going through a time of chaos.
如果你现在的生活很乱。
And there's so many uncertainties in your future.
你觉得你的未来是充满了不定性。
I want to invite you to come up for prayer.
我要邀请你来到前面，我们为你祷告。
Maybe you're facing decisions.
或许你正面临着要做一些决定。
And you want to make sure of His leading.
你需要确定这是神的带领。
You want to ensure that Jesus is king over your life.
你要确定神是你的生命之王。
And you know that His shoulders are strong enough to carry your burdens.
你知道他的肩膀是足够的强壮，能够肩负你所肩负的一切。
I want to invite you to come down.
我希望我能我要邀请你来到前面。
So if you would just stand right now in your seat, if you would like to receive prayer.
如果你现在站在你的座位上
yep.
请你站起来、
mm-hmm. And come up to the front
请你来到前面
Our church needs more times of prayer together
我们教会需要更多的时间一起祷告
So if you would like to receive prayer Would you stand and come up
如果你愿意大家为你一起祷告请你站起来，来到前面。
This is not a gimmick. This is just a time of prayer for our church.
这是我们教会一起祷告的时间。
So if you believe that you need prayer this morning,
如果你觉得你需要祷告的话
just go ahead and stand in your seat and come on up.
请你站起来，来到前面。
And I'll ask.For brothers and sisters to come up and pray for these people right now.
我请弟兄姐妹们也来到前面为我们这些人祷告。
Okay, so if the Spirit would lead you to come up and lay your hand upon the brother and sister up here, would you please stand and come up to pray for them?
如果弟兄姐妹们，如果你圣灵感动你的心，请你来到前面。把你的手放在这些弟兄姐妹的肩上，我们大家一起为他们祷告。
All right, you guys could just pray for them out loud.
弟兄姐妹们，你们可以大声的为他们祷告。
There's a brother here that no one's. Can someone stand and lay hands on this brother? Why don't we pray for them this morning, out loud?
我们为他们大声的祷告。
If you need prayer, feel free to come up still.
如果你觉得你需要祷告，你仍旧可以前来到前面来。
I have a feeling that more people need prayer, so please come up to the front, and brothers and sisters will pray for you.
我知道有更多的人需要祷告。
Come and receive prayer.
请你来到前面来。
Heavenly Father, God, we know that brothers and sisters need prayer.
天父神，我们知道我们的弟兄姐妹需要祷告。
You say over and over in your word.
在你的话语里，你一次又一次的说。
That we need to pray for one another.
我们要相互祷告。
That we need to pray for all of the other believers, all the other saints. Pray often in the Spirit.
我们要一直的为其他的弟兄姐妹圣徒祷告。
So Lord, we pray that you would help your church.
所以主啊，我们祷告你要帮助你的教会。
Help us to be a house of prayer.
帮助我们成为一个祷告之家。
We thank you, Jesus, Emmanuel.
我们感谢你，耶稣，以马内利。
We thank you that God, you are with us.
我们感谢你，神，你与我们同在。
God, we thank you that in our chaos, you can bring peace.
神啊，我们感谢你，在我们杂乱的生活里，你带了平安给我们。
God, we worship you this morning.
神啊，今天早上我们敬拜你。
We honor you.
我们荣耀你。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.